My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and these are your liner notes on Willie the Lion Smith. William Henry Joseph Bonaparte Burloff Smith was born in 1893 in Goshen, New York. And as he lived a rough and tumble life in New York and New Jersey, learning at a young age to play piano, developing his voice in the stride piano, along with James P. Johnson and Fats Waller, Willie the Lion Smith became what's known as a musician's musician, someone who could be a mentor to others hungry and up and coming to express their art, most notably Duke Ellington. Willie the Lion Smith was versatile, was challenging, and was relentless in his ways of expressing himself through his music, both as a pianist and also as a cantor in a synagogue as well. Over his long career, finding a way not to fit into what society mandated or dictated, rather making his name surviving in a way that brings the world to him. Of his many names, Burloff, his father's name, is reported to be Jewish. Growing up, speaking Yiddish and even understanding Hebrew, Willie the Lion Smith, a veteran of World War I, called the Lion for his bravery in battle. What is it like to hold so much culture, so many crossroads of influence in one's place? What is it like to seek out opportunity and yet know that that opportunity is not as full as it may be? To be pushed away, to be refused because of who we are, what we might believe, or how we are in this world. So as you may watch videos of Willie the Lion Smith with his hat and his cigar chomped on as he plays his piano, we realize that perhaps to us now, he represents a portal into another age, an age that is always just beyond our grasp, and yet open to us to explore as we see the hardships, the difficulties, and the compromises that we must make in order to live our life. My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and you've been listening to Liner Notes, a project of Views and Brews, KUTX 98.9. Listen well and have courage.